What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Just My Thoughts with your boy, Renard Simon. If y'all don't know, now you know, baby. Now you know. Appreciate y'all coming back and rocking with your boy. Because we back, y'all. For another episode. What it do, baby? What it do? How y'all doing, baby? How y'all doing? How your mama doing? How your daddy doing? Hey, how your sister doing? Hey, how your grandmama doing? How your grandmama doing? Hey. I got all beat. I got all beat in the end, though. I got all beat. I got that. It's Monday, y'all. Motivation Monday. I'm on one. I am on one today, buddy. I am on one. So, look, check this out, y'all. I'm trying to do one podcast a week, y'all. One a week, all right? I know I've tried to do this before. You know, last time I tried to do like 2 to 3 podcasts a week, and I'm just like, oh my God. I failed. I fucking failed. It was too much. It was too much, y'all. So, we're going to try one. We're going to try one, dog. I think we're going to do it. I think we're going to do it. I already got like 6 in the chamber, y'all. Ready to go. We ready to go, baby. Shit. Oh, man. So, look, man. Today, we're talking about insecurities, y'all. Insecurities, baby, and how to conquer them shits. All right? Because we all go through it, man. We all fucking go through this shit, man. We go out, and we're like, oh, my God, I can't wear this because it shows this. I can't wear this. I got to wear this hat, dog. You know what I mean? Because I got the receding hairline. I tried to line it up a little bit, but you know, with a little ball, a little receding at the top. Just wear the hat. Crap, we good. We Gucci, baby. We Gucci. Just cut the shit all off, bruh. Just cut it all off, bruh. Oh, man. We go through all of this shit, man. It's a mind fuck, man. That's what it is. A fucking mind fuck. And we just got to change our mindsets, man. Like, that's how we conquer this shit. We got to change our mindsets. So let's get into it, man. I'm going to talk about, like, what are some of my insecurities and how I've dealt with them, man. And like always, man, hopefully, man, some of this shit can help you out. Can help you to conquer your own shit. So, first off, man, I just want to know. I just got one question, man. Just one question, okay? Actually, I got a lot of questions, but first question. What even makes you insecure? Like, think about that shit, man. Like, what makes you insecure? Like, why do you even feel insecure? You know, is it one of your loved ones? Is it somebody that you're dating? Like, if it's somebody that you're dating or your wife or your kid or some shit like that, you can't tell your kid. You can't give your kid the deuces. But you can give your girlfriend the deuces. Give your boyfriend the deuces. Be like, bye, Felicia. You make me feel insecure. Bye, Felicia. Bye. If somebody making you feel insecure, man, you got to eliminate them out of your life, man. Like, you do not need that type of energy, man. Keep that same energy over there. Over there. go that away. But for real, man, like... Or is it social media? Ding, 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 ding. Oh, Bob, tell him what he's won. Social media is a motherfucker, man. I tell you, man. And I'm going to tell you some of the common insecurities when it comes to social media is, you know, career shit, fitness shit, you know, body goals and you know, just appearances in general. And the main reason why we feel insecure is because we're comparing ourselves. That's it. That is it, man. It's just that simple. We're going to keep this shit simple as fuck. Like, we just keep comparing ourselves. That's the thing that we got to stop doing. But you know what? You know what, Renard? It's not that simple, bro. You're right. Shit ain't that simple, man. Just stop it, man. Just, you're feeling insecure? Stop comparing yourself to everyone, okay? All right? Call me in the morning. Yeah. Podcast over, baby. That's all I got for today. Peace out. Oh, man. It ain't that simple, baby. It ain't that simple, man. I'm going to tell you, man. Social media, man, it affects your self-esteem, man. Man, and it's like... I'm going to tell you some of the insecurities that I've dealt with. First of all, I had these two... I don't know if they were pimples. I don't know what they were. Like, I've had problems with this
for like the past, I don't know, maybe like 6, 7, 8 years, even when I was in the military, you know, I had these two knots on my forehead, and they wasn't like pimples. Like there was almost like permanent pimples. All right. So it was that just stayed on my forehead, like right on the left side of my forehead. And then at 30, I started losing my hair. All right. It runs in, well, it doesn't run in my family on my mom's side, but on my dad has a receding hairline. So, and he still has it. Like it's like he doesn't want to let it go. You know, he has the hair around the sides, and like it's receding at the top, and you can see it. So my shit started to do that when I was 30, and I used to cut my own hair all the time. So I've been cutting my hair since, you know, I was a teenager. So I used to just line it up, and I got to the point to where I was lining it up so much, like it I just had to let it go. I just had to let it go, man. So when I let it go, what's funny is I wasn't as insecure about it when I had the hair and I was like trying to save it. I wasn't really insecure about it, but I was actually more insecure about the fact that I had to go bald. So when I went bald, it was a combination of me being bald and me having those two knots on the side of my forehead. Yeah, that was kind of like permanent. And I tried to get one of them removed one time, and they had to go in there and cut it open and shit like that. And ever since then, I just had those two knots on my forehead. And so because of that, I used to always wear hats, always, because I was insecure about the shit on my forehead. So even when I was coaching, and I'm not even a hat type of person, I just wore hats because I was trying to cover the shit up, you know. And I'm going to tell you what happened. Last year, when I started working at 2 years ago, when I started working at F45, you know, that's when the insecurity really kind of kicked up. You know, that's when I was always wearing hats to coach, always wearing hats. I would never, people would never see me not wearing a hat. Never. Unless I was like at home or whatever. So if I went out or whatever, always, you know, wanted to go places where I could wear a hat. And how did I overcome that? I'm gonna tell you how I overcame that. Is I started thinking about, I started seeing people with more to deal with, like on a daily basis. You know, I have one friend, she has like a, I don't know if she got in an accident or she got burnt, like her whole face is burnt up, like the side of her face, half of her face is burnt up, and like she can't do anything about that. You know, she can't cover it up or whatever. Like she is who she is. She has to walk out the house every day with that. And it's like you have other people, like I've seen, you know, over the years too, people with skin pigmentations. This one girl that I guess is this model, she has like this disease to where like her face is, she has like these white spots like on her face, and she has to live with that shit. And I'm over here complaining about two little knots, bumps on my forehead or whatever, you know what I mean? And like I started looking at it like that. And when I started looking at it like that, I'm just like, if that person can be secure within their own skin, and like why can't I? Like that's how I looked at it. And that kind of gave me the strength to do it. So after a couple years, I just stopped wearing hats to coach. I was just like, fuck it, I don't give a fuck. Like if people see my little knot on my forehead, like that's fine. And then I also saw a woman with a birthmark on her forehead, and it was a big birthmark. It was like almost like the size of a quarter. It almost looked like a bruise. It just looked like a bruise on her forehead. And this is a girl, so she's not wearing makeup to cover it up or anything like that. That's another person that inspired me to be more secure within my own skin. And then it's like, I look at my shit, and my shit is like nothing compared to these people. Like those are the things that help me. Another thing is cleaning up my social media. Yeah. Cleaning up my social media. In the fitness industry, of course, everyone compares themselves to everyone. They compare their bodies to everyone, even with trainers. Trainers, we do it a lot. We've done it over the years. You know, if we don't think we're as fit as we should be or whatever. And that kind of gets into our heads. And the thing is, man, it can really dig a deep hole into your fucking soul. Because, like, it never stops. It never stops. Like, you start feeling that way about yourself, and then you start looking at more. You start looking at more bodies, and it just gets worse. It just gets worse. You start feeling like shit. And then you think, just initially, you already think that you should be in a certain place in your fitness business, or you should be a certain place in your fitness goals, and you're not there. And then combine that with the fact that you see somebody's end result and you want to get there right now, but you can't because it took them years to get there. And you're trying to get there right now, and you're killing yourself to try to get there in a couple months. You're still not there, so it fucks you up even more. Yeah. And that's with anything. That's with anything with social media. Like, we just compare ourselves to this highlighted version of people on social media, and it's not realistic. We're comparing ourselves to something that's not realistic, to people's end goal. And a lot of times it's not even people's end goal. It's just, you know, fabricated and filtered out. You know, a lot of people like to do these filters, and, you know, they're just so obsessed with, I can't do anything without a filter. Like, especially with the women, like, if they don't have makeup on, like, they have to put a filter on. Like, this is where we at right now. This is where we at. Like, nobody loves themselves enough. And, like, it's crazy because it's like the women that are doing all these filters and stuff like that, they're preaching self-love, which makes no sense to me. It makes no sense. It makes sense because, like, this is something that we struggle with, but, like, think about it. Like, it doesn't make any sense. And I have a whole podcast that I'm going to do within a couple of weeks about makeup too. So I'm not going to get into details about makeup, but yeah, we compare ourselves. We think we have to compete with everybody. And that's not the case. That's not the case. You know, that's why you're self-conscious about everything, because you think you got to compete with people. And these people don't even know you're competing with them. You feel like you got to keep up. Like, keep up with what? Like, think about that. Like, think about, like, what are you doing? Like, what are you competing with? Like, why are you trying to keep up with what and why? You're not going to get their clients. Like, you gotta learn how to be yourself. Like, that's it. You just got to learn how to be yourself. And here's some more things that can help you, all right? You have to change your environment, all right? You have to change the people around you, all right? If the people around you are really obsessed with aesthetics and physical appearance and stuff like that, and superficial shit, that's what's going to drive your mind, all right? You're going to start caring about that shit. Like, you are who you hang out with. That's it, you know? Change what you consume. That's the second thing. Change what you consume, all right? When you're on social media, one thing that I did, I stopped following people that were just all about their bodies. There's just all about, you know, their aesthetics and looking at their bodies and stuff like that. I stopped following those people. I even stopped following a lot of fitness people that I know, because, like, I don't want to see, you know, what they got going on, because they're not in line with what I'm trying to do with my life. All right. And it doesn't enhance me. It doesn't enhance my brain. I don't go to their page to get information on anything. So there's no reason for me to follow them, because, you know, all they're doing is making me feel insecure, or even making me feel insecure. I just don't want to see that. Like, if I go through my feed, I don't want to hate Instagram. Like, if you hate a platform, like, if you hate Instagram, it's because of what you're consuming. Like, you got to stop consuming what you're consuming, because there's so many different things on social media that you can be into. There's so many different niches that's on social media. So you just got to change what you consume. And if you don't see it, you can't compare yourself to it. You see what I'm saying? It's like, out of sight, out of mind. You dig? And then the last thing, man, take care of yourself, man. Like, self-care. Self-care. We always talk about self-care, baby. And it's crazy to me too, man, because, like, when people talk about self-care too, and this is probably going to go on the makeup podcast that I'm going to do. When people talk about self-care, when women talk about self-care, like, these are the same women that are, like, you know, just all about, like, covering themselves up and just covering, you know, all of their flaws and everything like that. Like, no, don't do that, man. Please, 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 please don't do that. but I can't wait. I can't wait to talk about that makeup podcast, man. It's really, I'm really passionate about it. And I want every woman to be confident in themselves. Like, that's what I want. That's, like, my goal. So after I do that podcast, man, I'm going to have a long talk with the women, all right, about makeup. So yeah, that's for another podcast. But self-care, man. The reason, like, you can be insecure is because, like, you're not keeping up the maintenance and of your body and your life. All right? You start comparing yourself to other people, and you're not really enjoying the process of living. You dig? So, like, if you wake up with, like, more of a purpose and start doing things with what that make you feel good, you know, you won't have time to be insecure, you know, because you're so focused on your life, man, and you know how to improve every single day. Like, that's what you focused on. So, you know, for me, like, lately, you know, I've been setting certain days, like, to do things that make me happy and like, keep my swag juice going. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You gotta keep your swag juice going. See, if you keep the swag juice going, you ain't gonna be insecure, man. You ain't gonna worry about who else doing whatever, because you got your own swag juice. You know, you can't have nobody. Everybody got their own swag juice. They got their own ingredients, baby. Oh, man. So, look, man. So, when you got your swag juice going, that's when you have, that's the things that give you extreme confidence. You know, that's when we talk about self-care. You know, make sure these things are things that enhance your life or the people that you love, the people that's around you. You know, it's meant for you to build a happier, meant for you to build like a happier life where you feel like this sense of like knowing that all you have to worry about is the things that you can control. Like, that's what it's about. Like, only focusing on things you can control. If you can't control it, don't fucking worry about it. Don't fucking worry about it, baby. All right. So, some of the things that I've been doing, and this is like a list of shit that like, I kind of came up with just off the top of the head, but I'm sure this list is going to grow and grow. I'm sure I've probably missed some things too, but these are like some of the things that I'm trying to do to help me to keep my confidence and to keep my swag juice going. To keep my swag juice brewing, baby. Keep it brewing. So one is I want to shave every other day. All right. So that's something that I get, that I slack on a little bit. Sometimes I slack on shaving every other day. Now, if I don't shave every other day, that's when the hair on the side of my head starts to grow. The hair on top doesn't grow anymore at all. All right. So if I don't shave every other day, if I wait like 3, 4, 5 days to shave, the hair on the side starts to grow. And that's not a look that I want. Now, when that happens, of course, I'm going to feel insecure because it's going to show that I'm have a receding hairline. So you stop that from happening. You see what I'm saying? So you take care of yourself. You make sure that you shave, you know, every day. So it won't get to that point. You see what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Another thing I've been getting into is skincare. All right. So I'm doing a clay mask every single Monday. It makes my skin feel so good. And I also just bought a skincare product. I'm actually going to get another skincare. I'm actually trying two out right now. Once I finish them, I'm going to let you guys know like how they worked out for me. But I'm getting into skincare and I want to start taking care of my skin and stuff like that. So I'm doing that. I'm making sure that I do that at least twice a day. So I do my morning, wash my face, moisturizer. I have an AM moisturizer. And then at night, I wash my face as well before I go to bed. And then I got a PM moisturizer. So I'm trying to stay diligent on that every single day. Masturbate 2 to 3 times a week, y'all. Yep. Yep. You gotta release, baby. You gotta release. Now, I'm not having sex, y'all. The last time I had sex was November. Yeah, it was November. And it was with a girl that I was supposed to start being in a relationship, but it didn't work out. It didn't work out. Cause for me to have sex with you, I have to see you as I want to be in a relationship with you. So if that's not the case, that was a very complicated situation. I learned a lot from that situation. I actually did a podcast on that situation, on my last podcast of I think the title was How Do You Know When You're Not Ready for a Healthy Relationship? So if you guys want to check that out, go ahead and check that out. That's my story on that experience. But yeah, other than that, the last time I had sex before that, I don't know, probably like 2 or 3 years ago. But yeah, you got to keep yourself sane, man. You got to keep yourself like you cannot go without releasing, fellas. And fellas know that, but I mean, they, for them, what they do, they just have sex with other women. Like, to me, having sex with multiple women, that shit is easy. Like, that shit is easy to do. You know, I want to have sex with one woman. That's it. That's it. I want to find somebody that I can be with long term, and I can that makes sex a lot more fun. That makes it more passionate, you know, when you're doing it with one person. So yeah, I masturbate 2 to 3 times a week. All right, 3 is a lot. Like, I started kind of doing it like, you know, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday or whatever. But like, actually 2 days is like perfect. If I feel like doing it 3 days, then I'll do it 3 days. But 2 days is perfect because like, it gives you time. It gives you a lot of time in between. And when you have that time in between, of course, you know, your climax, your climax is that much more exciting. It's like, but yeah, you got to do that, baby. You got to do that. All right. Next, I got workout 4 times a week, no matter what. All right. That's like my ritual now. 4 times a week, no matter what. And the reason I started doing that, I used to work out like maybe six times a week. And sometimes it's just too much. And I want to get to the point where I want to live a healthy lifestyle, like a real lifestyle, not like, oh, like I like everything is a chore. All right. Because like, once you start doing something too much, you start to get tired of it a little bit. And you start to have thoughts in your mind to where like, you don't want to do it or you don't feel like it and some shit. So I figure 4 times a week, it has been perfect for me. So yeah, drink my greens every single morning. I have this new greens that I love, and I have to get some more. Actually, I actually think I have like two or three more scoops left. It's called Organifi. Yeah, it's called Organifi. But it's the best greens that I've ever had in my life. It tastes good, and it's like it's amazing. It's amazing. So I make sure I have that every day. I also do a Reds from the same company. Usually I'll try to do that sometime during the day, but make sure I get my greens in every single morning. Have a doggy playtime with my dog, 10 to 15 minutes a day. All right, this is something new that I'm trying to do, you know, just to spend like some quality time with my dog. So it's like, you know, my dog understands that like I'm his playmate, I'm her playmate or whatever. So that's something I want to start doing on a daily basis now for like at least 10 to 15 minutes. Next, I want to eat salmon twice a week. You know, there's a lot of research that say like salmon is really good for your diet and stuff like that. So, and I love salmon anyway. I love it actually. And, so I want to try to eat it like at least 2 times a week. So that's the goal. Oh, and also now I said this earlier, and now I'm adding 1 podcast a week. That's the new goal, baby. 1 podcast a week, baby. Let's see if I can do it. Oh man, push-ups and pull-ups every single day, y'all. That's my new thing. I wanna try that out. Maybe do it like I still have to figure it out. I'm gonna figure it out today as to how many I'm gonna do every single day. So I might just do 2 sets of everything every single day. So maybe like 2 sets. So maybe like 100 push-ups a day. So maybe I break them up into 25 or I break them up into 50, and like just enough like to get my juices flowing. Like I don't want to get sore or anything like that. With the pull-ups, I might just do two sets of five. All right, so 100 push-ups a day, 2 sets of 5 pull-ups a day. All right, that's starting today, y'all. Shave my balls once a week. Swag juice, baby. These are all the things that's gonna help you get your swag juice back, baby. Oh man, I just got the Manscaped shit about a month or two ago, and I think I shaved my balls maybe, I don't know, maybe like 6 or 7 times since I got it. And I want to start making a habit. I want to start making a habit of doing it on a certain day every single week. Like, that's how you build those habits. My hair does not grow back that quick. You know, when I first started shaving my balls, man, I was like, it's like, damn, man, these shit stay bald for a long time. So I think, but it's never okay to like to shave when you have a lot of hair down there. Like, it's not, it's just like, man, like, it's just kind of annoying sometimes because it's like, you got to work a little harder. So like, if you keep it up, you know, it just becomes better, well kept. And it just gives you more confidence. It's just another thing that gives you just more confidence. So once a week, we're going to do that. Maybe I'll do it like on a Sunday night, every Sunday night. TikTok. I've been slipping on my TikTok videos. All right. I want to do 10 TikToks a week. 10 TikToks a week. So that means I'll do two videos a day. And then one video, I always share one of those videos on my Instagram. So, yeah, I definitely want to do that because I do have some plans as to my how I'm going to monetize my TikTok. So I need to get back more consistent with that. One of my posts just went viral, and it's still getting traction right now. It's at like 100, and like, I don't know, it might be at like a 200K likes, or, and it's like at like, I don't know, like it's a lot. It's a lot, man. But once you have a post like that, like, you should keep the momentum going. And I just stopped. But for me, sometimes it's overwhelming for me to get like all of that attention. So it's like, because, you know, you think about celebrities and you think of all the attention that they get on their social media. Like, I get it, man. Like, I do not want to be famous, because, you know, I have a couple posts that went viral, and like, you know, I got all of these comments, like thousands and thousands and thousands of comments. And it's like, it's overwhelming, man. It's overwhelming. Like, I had to take a break. Like, you would think that, you know, when you have a post that does so well, like, you're just always looking at it. Like, you're just always like, you know, it just makes you smile to like look at all of these likes and stuff like that. But no, I literally would see notifications on my TikTok and I wouldn't even check it. Like, that's how like overwhelming it is for me. So, but like I said, I have ideas of monetizing it. So I need to get back to being consistent. So 10 videos a week, which will be like 2 or 3 videos a day. But not posting every day, not posting on the weekend, just posting during the week. Maybe post like one on the weekend if I want to, but just like 2 posts a day, Monday through Friday. So that's the goal. And then the last one, man, I want to run a mile a day. All right. I started running a couple weeks ago. I mean, not a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago. And it's the same thing I was telling you about doing too much too soon. When you try to do too much, sometimes like you get to the point to where like you don't feel like it. So I don't want to get to that point. I want to gradually do stuff. So, you know, that's why we gotta be more focused on doing the little things more often, doing small things more often. And that's going to build up to something great. So instead of me doing 2 to 3 miles, I'm just going to do 1 mile. It's only going to take me 10 minutes, if that, probably like 8 minutes, and then improve on that. So I'll do 1 mile a week. Maybe I'll do 2 weeks. I'll start off 1 week and then see how I feel. And then maybe I'll do 1 mile again next week. Or if I feel like it, I'll start doing 2 miles next week. But I want to just focus on doing the 1 mile every single day, no matter what. All right. Yeah. And those are the things that I'm trying to do right now to just build habits and to get my swag juice going. Because I feel like when that happens, you don't really worry about what's going on in other people's lives. You don't compare yourself to other people because you got your own shit going on. You see what I'm saying? So it's like you got to create like a level of tunnel vision in this life. And, you know, you got to focus on more things that you have control over. All right. That's really all it is. Stop comparing yourself and focus on things you can control. When it comes to the makeup, all right, just take care of your skin. All right. I want you to strive to have the best looking skin without makeup, you know, because a lot of women, they compare themselves to all of these women online and all their makeups and they want this perfect face and stuff like that. You know, challenge yourself. All right. To have the best looking skin without makeup. Get a good skincare routine. If you're not in shape, all right, understand like your level of discipline and what's important to you in life. You got to find what's important to you and how you want to live your life. So if you see somebody online and they have like this great body, you got to understand what their lifestyle is. Like they are fitness influencers. So they have to maintain a certain body for their businesses. So if that's not you, like you can't try to put yourself into that type of level of discipline. All right. You got to be more self-aware and think about how you want to live your life. If you're not like comfortable in a bathing suit or anything like that, you know, like you think about what your life is. All right. Is your life the type of life that you have to be in a bathing suit, that that's fine. Like, you know, when summer comes around and you get invited to a beach or something like that, like who cares the way you look? Who cares? Like, why do you care so much? People are not going to judge you. People don't care that much about the way you look. The only thing you're more concerned about is when people see you, they say you look good. But people are probably going to say you look good even if you don't tighten it up. If you don't change your diet, if you don't come to the beach party looking a little leaner Like, people are not going to really notice. You know, if you don't, if you just stay the way you are and go to that beach party and people compliment you, you're going to, what you're going to do, you're going to sabotage that. Like, oh my God, like, are you serious? Like, I'm so fat because you didn't do anything. But you don't understand that, like, people are not paying attention to you like that. You know what I mean? You think, but what's funny about it is you're going to do all of that just to get a little tighter, get a little leaner, and then nobody's going to compliment the way you look, and then you're going to be crushed. Right? So it's like we're never satisfied. So the best thing to do is just be comfortable within your own skin and figure out the type of life you want to live. If you're going bald, fellas, if you're going bald, please, just cut it all off. All right? Don't be in denial, man. Like, I hate seeing guys with like hair on the sides and like the receding hairline at the top. Like, just cut it all off, man. And like, keep it up, man. Because it will help you. It will help your confidence if you keep that shit up. Every 2 to 3 days, shave that shit off, man. Don't let that shit get out of hand, bro. Don't let it get out of hand. All right. And that's it, man. That's all I got for today, man. I hope this helped you guys out. If you have anything that you're insecure about and you need help conquering it, I'll give you some ideas. Let me know. Hit me up. Y'all already know what it is. At the Renard Simon. That's all I got for today. I see y'all in the next one, baby. Peace.